Welcome back to 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, and this is the Download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. This is a segment where we talk to Chicago entrepreneurs to get their stories so we can better understand ours. Today, Jeff Hunt is in studio. He's the CEO and founder of Snap 36, revolutionizing the way we look at content, literally. Jeff, great to have you here. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me today.
So Snap 36, give us the snapshot, if you will.
Sure.
I'm really getting into puns already to start this.
Yeah, you know
thing.
What? I've got my old dad jokes too, so I get it.
Good.
So, you know, the Snap 36 thing, it's interesting. I spent 30 years in technology. The last 10 I was with a company got bought by Adobe. So we were like engaging with technology and retailers and distributors that were selling online. And what's interesting is everybody kept saying, well, what about 360 photography? I'd really like to try and do that online, and nobody was doing it. So it stuck in my head because I'm not that smart of a guy to build software, but I knew that there might be a white space out there in the content world if you could figure it out. And fast forward, we got bought out by Adobe. I was running Europe. I was in Wiesbaden in Germany and stumbled across some technology that automated the whole process. And I'm like, huh.
This is it. It's an amazing thought because this is really for people who want to showcase their product in a better way online. Because we as consumers have evolved. We've evolved to what we expect to understand and learn from the Amazons or the Walmarts or the any sort of website that we're purchasing from. We want all the information. And that would be the same with photography.
You know, it's interesting when you talk about evolution because photography was invented 193 years ago. And for some crazy reason, until even today, people think that images should be flat.
Right.
Because if you invented photography today and you said, here, put my product online, and you gave somebody a flat picture, they go, wait, what about the rest of it?
Right, that's exactly right.
I mean, there is no limitation of the third dimension on your device or on your desktop these days. So why should we have to pay the penalty for it?
It seems like you would think 360 photography would be something of the future, but you're absolutely right. In the way that the web is working today, it's here. And it's surprising to me to even look at, just quickly before this interview, kind of looking at different pages and trying to understand how it's used, how many people don't use it. The fact that we're still in this flat picture world where I don't know what's on the backside of the product that I'm buying. If I'm buying a shirt, I hope it looks the same as it does in the front than it does in the back.
Yep, absolutely. Well, it amazes me, too. I started the company 12 years ago, and you know, they always say you overestimate what you can do in 3 years and underestimate what it'll do in seven, and I think Bill Gates said 1 in 10. But either way, it's taken a little longer to adopt than I've thought, but what's happening now is you're starting to see the likes of Amazon and Walmart and Grainger and Lowe's and Home Depot. And all of these major retailers are now adopting 360. And the beauty of it is they don't do it because it looks cool.
Right.
They do it because it moves the financial needle.
That's what you have to convince the people who want to use your company, Snap 36, is how it gets from obviously spending the money to do 360 photography to the bottom line, to getting people to reach in. So how do you do that? Is it just as simple as saying people can understand your product better?
You know, it depends. If you're coming at it from the brand side, it's one thing. People love to show their products, you know, in 360. And the beauty of that is they know that they're going to get higher conversion rates and lower returns. Lower returns is huge in this because you now get what you see. So, or what you see is what you get. And so we're also finding in this day of, you know, uncertainty and non-trust in the world and fake news and whatnot out there, that people really want to feel a sense of trust and credibility in products they're buying. And it's incredible how when people view a 360 image on a website, the light goes off, their brain goes into overdrive, and they'll hit the purchase button, you know, 50% more than they do with a static image.
It totally makes sense for the fact that you want to know more about the product that you're buying. Jeff Hunt is here. He is the CEO and founder of Snap 36. He's my guest tonight on the Download in Chicago Business. well, the challenges has always been the technology, and as you stumbled across this in Europe, how much is that still a challenge? Are you seeing, since the 12 years you've been in business, the evolution of just the technology that goes with this product?
Yeah, so there are two sides of that equation. The one side is you have to have the retailers to have the technology on their website so they can accept it. You know, think 360 images aren't that much magic. Like when you were a kid and you'd do the little flip things in your books and right, the little figures would run across the bottom of your books. That's really all you're really doing. You're tricking the brain into thinking you got a 360 viewed image. You really just have 72 JPEGs on three levels, 24 around three levels, stitched together. So the retailers, distributors have very inexpensive and good software that they can now put on their website to handle the 360s. There's a challenge on the back end of access to the merchandise, getting it shipped in, shooting it at scale. Back in, 15, 20 years ago, you might have seen in a flash drive, us car spinning.
Mm-hmm.
But that would have been done by an agency that they spent $30,000, $50,000 on to create that. You're not going to spend $1,000 to spin a shoe. You know, you've got to get the price of it down to a commodity, you know, $100 or under, where now it's competitive with static photography before people are actually going to.
And how do you do that for, you know, the fact that this technology is still pretty unique and you have it? So how do you do that to make sure that the price stay low and you're still making money?
That's the secret sauce. It's the secret. It's not such a secret.
Yeah, right.
It's just kind of hard work and a lot of trial and error. It's interesting because you have two converging workflows that have to work together. One, the physical product, which is just a logistics problem. I got docks in my studio. Trucks pull up and they unload all this stuff, everything from shoes or microchips the size of a speck of dust all the way to a 4,000-pound transformer from Siemens or Schneider or someone like that. So we have to manage that inventory and that physical product and then get it to a station, shoot it, and then you start a whole new workflow of digital where sometimes you've got to do retouching, knock out the background, do these kind of things, and then make sure it's of the quality you want to deliver it to your customer. So you've got all of these things going on, and it's really where logistics, technology, art, and a little bit of luck all come together to allow us to get to the scale.
I was going to say, that sounds like a challenge. And I always ask anyone sitting in that chair about the challenges of the business. Is that the number one, is just trying to perfect that workflow?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, educating the market was, and now that you've got, again, the likes of Amazon and Walmart that are actually validating that the market's here, that's been the big challenge all along. Now it's on an execution level. You know, we've got to get to a point where we're working like an Amazon warehouse, you know, cranking merchandise through and cranking, you know, digital bits out the other end of digital images.
Jeff Hunt's my guest. He is the CEO and founder of Snap 36, which provides 360 degree photography for any business who wants to photograph their content. And that's really the rage right now, because like we just mentioned, these retailers, the big ones, that's what the customers want from those retailers. You want to go and see a shirt that you want to buy on Amazon. You want to be able to see the whole shirt. I keep using shirt, but it could be any product, but you want to see more than just the flat images that are in front of you. The world will adjust to this because it is coming, and you're seeing more and more of these products being shot this way. And you probably notice as well, 12 years in the business, that more and more clients are lining up. Are you ready for a world that says, we want this and we want this now?
We are, because we don't need that big of a piece of the pie. When you think about it, Amazon has 550 million products on their site.
Hmm.
We're not going to shoot those tomorrow or probably in my lifetime because I'm an old guy. But the fact of the matter is that I agree, it's going to start becoming table stakes. Like you've taught yourself that if you can't zoom on a product and see it on a website, you don't necessarily trust it. It will get to be the table stakes. you know, we believe in all ships rise in a rising tide. Mm-hmm. And so our business model is threefold. We've got 42,000 square feet studio over at Lake in Ashland. But we'll also take the studio into a warehouse. And so you take the logistics out of the equation there.
That's got to be huge for someone's got a big product they want to sell.
Big products as well as lots of products. We've gone in, we've shot everything from 400 refrigerators, for Frigidaire all the way to 61,000 products for Heritage Parts, who's replacement parts for restaurants and commercial kitchens. And again, they even have a whole different value prop because their whole thing is, nobody browses for a replacement wheel for your dishwasher. It's just not that mm-hmm. fun. So,
true.
But when you need the right part at the right time,
it'd be huge.
You're holding it in your hand and you're like, wait a minute, is this or is this not the right part?
Yes.
And if you can turn it around and all of a sudden there's that serial number, there's that mounting hole, just like the one in your hand. Boom, 100% sure.
I could do that with light bulbs. You do that with light bulbs for me, I'm guaranteed customer for life.
Seriously.
Can't tell you how many times I go in there trying to screw. I'm like, I don't know if this is the right one, that kind of thing. Got to bring it with you.
Yep.
I had a photo that could show me exactly what I needed. It was so easy.
We've actually got a customer down in Texas called 1,000 Bulbs. So.
Okay, so that brings up to my last question about why Chicago, because this is a national and international idea. What is it about being at Lake in Ashland? What is it about doing business in Chicago that keeps you here?
I live here. to be honest, way back in my tech career, I looked at going to Boston or going to San Francisco or Austin or a lot of the high-tech places back in the day. Flip Filipowski was still rolling around in these parts when I moved up here. But getting into this business, what's interesting about it and what I didn't realize is it is such a distribution hub that anybody I'm talking to, it could be, ABB out of Switzerland, it could be, Sony or Samsung, somewhere around here, it could be Bolingbrook, it could be Rosemont, it could be somewhere, they got a warehouse full of
interesting
stuff.
Interesting, yeah. Because so, a major city and because of the transportation options here.
Transportation gives us access to the products probably as great as anywhere. We see Dallas, Southern California is kind of there. Denver does a little bit. East Coast, Philly area. But there are pockets of where these massive warehouses are out there handling all this merchandise. And fortunately for us, this happens to be one of them.
Jeff Hunt is the CEO and founder of Snap 36. My guest tonight on the Download in Chicago Business, bringing 360-degree photography to the masses when it comes to products that you find on all the retailers. Jeff, it's a pleasure to have you, and thanks for being my guest.
Great. Appreciate your time. Thanks.